So there's a story that goes like this. One night, a woman named Sue got into a big fight with her mother and then stormed out of the house. And after she left, she remembered that she didn't have any money in her pocket. But she was way too angry to go back into the house, so just kept on walking. And then she walked by a noodle shop. She started to smell the food, and suddenly she noticed that she was very hungry. And she looked into the window, and she wanted to buy a bowl of noodles, but she had no money. So the shop owner noticed her and invited her in, and when she asked if she wanted a bowl of soup, and she said very shyly that she can't have one, she doesn't have enough money. And the shopkeeper felt kind of bad and said, "That's all right, I'll treat you. You know, why don't you have a seat, and I'll bring you a bowl of soup." After a few minutes, the shopkeeper brought over the steaming bowl of noodles, and she started to eat it. And after a few bites, Sue began to cry. And the shopkeeper asked, "What is it?" She started to wipe away her tears, and she said, "Nothing, I'm just so touched by your kindness. You are a stranger, and you gave me a bowl of noodles. And my own mother fights with me." And the shopkeeper started a big sigh, and she said, "Why do you think this way? I only gave you a bowl of noodles, and you felt appreciative. And you think I'm so kind. Think again. Your mother has given you a lot more than I ever gave you. I just gave you a bowl of noodles." And on the way home, she thought in her head that what she would say to her mother when she arrived home. "You know, Mom, I'm sorry. It's my fault. Please forgive me," all the things that you kind of try to prepare. But once her mother saw Sue coming in, she said, "Sue, come in inside. You must be very hungry. I have something cooking. Sit down and eat while it's still hot." You know, in life, it's so easy to appreciate the small actions of people around us. But for our family, especially parents, and on this Mother's Day weekend, our mothers, we forget to see their sacrifices, and we overlook the extent of their love. Most parents don't expect the payback, obviously, but to show some appreciation and gratitude for their self-sacrificial love and care should go without saying. So today, Jesus speaks about the kind of love that has no equal. It's the greatest form of love. It's a love that imitates Jesus' love. To be willing to give up one's own life for another. And as a symbol of that kind of love that marks us as Catholics, it is the cross, the crucifixes that we hang in all of our churches, hopefully in every one of your rooms at home, and even around your neck. The crucifixes, they're something like a love letter to us. It's written on the very life of Christ. And so when we look at the crucifix, hopefully we see more than just a person who has died. Even if we see someone who has died and rose again, it's still an incomplete picture. Because if we see someone who died and rose again, and also taught us the ways of the God the Father, and who is even God himself, we're still missing something. Something important to us as human beings. Jesus gives us his motive, self-sacrificing love. And so when you look at the crucifix, you've got to see the love with which he did this. Not just that he did it. And if you're missing that, then you're missing the most important element of this thing we call faith. You know, I have heard parents, especially mothers, would say that when they see their children hurt, their child who is hurting, that if they could, they would trade places with them. That they would rather suffer themselves than see their children suffer. That is the kind of love Jesus is speaking. And that he has for us, that his Father
has for us. There is no greater form of love than this.
And yet it's sometimes so much easier to appreciate lower forms of love, a lot easier than this kind of love, that self-sacrificing love. A day like Mother's Day weekend helps us to stop, remember, and appreciate the expressions of love found in our mothers, in our parents, in our families and friends, who show us the greatest kind of love, a love that resembles God's love for us. When you're thinking about what to do, for Mother's Day, for those who still have a mother and those who want to appreciate others who are mothers, I would suggest this story. It comes from a man who taught leadership classes. He writes, "I was a teacher one day at a leadership course for a large healthcare company. And there were about 1,000 managers and union leaders in the room. And one woman sitting in the front was given a microphone. She rose and spoke to me and the entire room. She said, 'I have read many of the things that you have written and have been to your courses a couple of times before. There's just one thing that you've always left out in your teachings that I believe you could add.'" And the guy says, "I leaned forward with interest to learn what it was I was leaving out all these years." And she said, "You always talk about the value of asking, 'How can I be a better manager?' Or asking coworkers, 'How can I be a better team player?' Or asking customers, 'How can I be a better supplier?'" And then she went on with a personal story. "After my last course with you, I asked my daughter, 'What can I do to be a better mother?' We had a wonderful conversation, and then I thought, why not call my mother and ask her, 'What can I do to be a better daughter?' And my mother said, 'Now that Dad is dead, I live all alone, and every day I walk along the driveway to go to the mailbox, and almost every day there's nothing in it, and that makes me feel lonely. It would mean so much to me if you could just send me some cards or pictures or notes.' And then she said, after our talk, I started sending cards and pictures and notes to my mother so that when she walked to the mailbox, there was something there. And she said, 'What did that cost me?' 'Nothing, really. What did it mean to my mom? Everything.' So she ends with, 'Please teach the people you meet to ask their parents, what can I do to be a better daughter or son?' That has to be worth more than any gift given on this day. And as we appreciate the small things done for us by strangers, sometimes people we don't even know, may it never outweigh the gratitude that we have for those who have sacrificial love for us. And this includes God.